Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Guess who this is? It is Dr. V. I've missed you. You are tuned in. If you're tuned in now, or live, archived, or whenever you tune in, just know that you tuned in to Dr. V with Love, our special segment tonight, Genesis Talk with Dr. V and special guests. Listen, we have an awesome show planned for you tonight. It is the kickoff of our series on My Discipline Lifestyle. Let me tell you, we've been off for a few months because we're trying to regroup and make sure that we bring you relevant content and that we are up to speed on what we need to do in order to deliver something that you can use in your life. You know, we really, 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 really want you to learn how to embrace loving yourself more and loving others more. God leads us, and I just think to do that, we have to continually, like the Word of God says, study to show ourselves approved. We're men and women that need not be ashamed. We're right in the body. What? His Word. And then not only dividing His Word, but living His Word. So I've been, pulling in and trying to listen to the Holy Spirit so I could hear clearly what He wants me to do. And generally, you know how He does with me. Generally, He puts me through the test first, or He lets me know that I'm getting ready to go into this test, and I invite everybody else to go along with me. How about that? So I'm going to go for that this time. But yes, the Genesis talks about my disciplined lifestyle, or my disciplined life. You are my special guest. You know our co-host, generally, Prophetess Tanya. She's going to be joining us next week. We got special guest, author, coming on July the 6th, and I'm excited about him coming to share with us. And Melvin Davis, I interviewed him a couple of years ago almost now, and he's coming back. He's working on his second book, I believe. We got a lot to look forward to. He's going to be talking about the discipline life of a writer. But again, thank you for joining us. I'm so excited because it's been so long. I'm just rolling off, but you know how we normally do, unashamedly and unapologetically. From a Christian perspective, we pray and we ask the Holy Spirit to bless the broadcast. So let's just take a moment and do that now. Pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Father. We thank you, Father, for being so good to us, so merciful. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace, your wisdom. We thank you that the joy that we have, we know you gave it to us. We thank you, oh God, for just the wonderful way you lead us and guide us into all the truth that we need to live by. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for the Dr. V with Love show format. Oh God, how you mature in this format, Father, in so many ways. We thank you for the other special segment, In My Key with Dr. V, Life in Me plus Plan B. Certainly Genesis Talks. We're going to be gleaning from her Sageness University, and the book is coming out this fall. So many things we have to be thankful for. But most of all, Father, we're thankful for your love. And we ask you to bless each and every listener now and archive as they listen to the show. And Father God, I know you're going to flow through us and impart something to them to let them know just how much you love them, and Father God, to grow them in that love. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Okay, now if you just joined, you joined Dr. V as special guest, and she continues to encourage you to love yourself and others more. I often say toward right rewarding relationships, okay? The Genesis Talks format is designed to encourage women in leadership and life, career, business, and ministry. Dr. V will give, that will be me, an overview of the newest personal development course offered at her Sageness University. That course is entitled My Discipline Lifestyle. MDL. It has been said that 90% of our failures in life come as a direct result of our undisciplined lifestyle. You believe that? Yes, I had to come to that very confronted place just recently. And so I have surrendered to the fact that I need to step it up another level or two in my disciplined life in so many areas, particularly in the physical and my health area, and certainly finances can always be stepped up, right? These gentle talks will be in a confronted way to provoke women in leadership to take the disciplined lifestyle to another level, and in doing so, lay down the foundation for sustained levels of success. And yes, men too. You know, we focus our show geared toward women a lot, but we never leave the men out, right? You know we don't. In fact, we have a lot of men that come on and bring content with us. And so, but yeah, so I know I heard that loud and clear. What about the men? Men, you're welcome. You're absolutely welcome to join us in our talks and also to be a part of the presentation as well. Each Monday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to be here. You can call in directly and be a part of the conversation by calling 347-838-9054. That's 347-838-9054. And or you can call 855-345-3804. Now, we attempted to launch up, open up with our introductory songs tonight. I tried for a couple of hours to get them up. That wasn't happening. They changed the studio panel, so I've got to, you know, get updated on that. But next week, next Monday, we'll have intro music. I know you missed it, and we had it designed with you in mind and in my key. So next week we'll have our queued up music, I promise. Listen, back to the content for tonight. You know, I think that many of us today, I think we're still dreaming, right? Yeah, we're still dreaming. We're still in the pursuit of happiness. Of course we are. There's things that we still want to accomplish in our life. There's things on our bucket list. There's things that we want to do every day to provide for ourselves and our families, even to support community projects and that kind of thing. There's a lot that we can be about. What hinders us from being successful in the things that we should be about? And that, these are some of the questions I'm going to be asking tonight, just to give you some thoughts. This first show is just going to kind of like prick your consciousness. And just, you know, see, you know, yeah, I need to finish watching the rest of this series because Dr. V is stepping on all kinds of toes in a relationship to where I am in this subject matter. So for sure, I want to make sure that I'm tuned in to the rest of the show that's there. Now, listen, I have a series of questions I want to ask you, and I want you to be honest. You can call me, you know, let me know what you're thinking, you know, when I bring this up. But I just want you to know that, you know, it's for your good, for you to just kind of be straight up about it. Oh, yes, that's where I am with that, and this is where I need to be other than where I am, because where I am right now is not getting me where I need to be. I have a blog that I ran across that had, I mean, 11 questions. And it actually says 11 ways to increase your discipline and get things done. But it has the great questions under the topics of struggle. So I'm going to ask you some of those questions in relationship to that. See what you say, right? Okay, remember, to be honest. Is today the same as yesterday, last week, or last year in your life? You've heard it too many times. You just need to be more disciplined. Have you heard that? not just your parents are saying that. Probably some of your friends or coworkers or your bosses, managers and partners are saying that to you as well. Next thing, have you tried all of these things, planners, positive reinforcement, rewards, punishment? Have you read all the books, talked to all the friends, and yet you still do nothing? Sometimes you find the discipline, but soon enough, it disappears. It's hidden, gone like a ghost in the night. And then the next day comes, and once again, you find yourself pursuing, perusing the Facebook, sending emails, and watching TV. But in your heart, you know you want to do more. Yep, I stepped on anybody's toes but my own. You know, there is more to your life than this. What if discipline wasn't simply a magical gift, some have and some don't? What if there were actual steps you could take that would drastically increase your follow-through? Because that's what it's all about. Being disciplined is doing the right thing for the right reason, the right way, expecting the right results. To benefit mankind and to glorify God, said my pastor, Sterling Lance. Yeah, he told us that for years. But how many of you, like myself, have heard things for years but really didn't apply those wonderful principles to your life? Okay, that's true. We just didn't do it. Maybe, and we don't even need to go back and try to figure out why. The important thing is we know today we've had what I call an awakening. I got the revelation. Listen, it's time for me to apply more discipline to my life. I got too many things I want to do. I'm 60 and got so not that much time left to get it done, and so I need to be about it. And I believe you need to be about it as well, right? What if you could start being the person you know you should be? What if you could start now? Today I spent a lot of time just looking up and posting and talking about this word, this one. I remember earlier this morning, about 11, I went to see my new fitness coach. And so some of the questions she was asking me is, what motivates you? Are you motivated from the inside or from the outside? And I said, oh, both, but probably from the inside, because it doesn't really move me until I move me. In other words, I say, okay, enough is enough. I got to get about, get up and get something done. It's not, you know, my husband telling me, baby, you only do this, or friends telling me, you need to do that. It is when I make up my mind, today is the day. The hour is upon me. I'm getting up now, and I'm getting this done. So I would say I'm motivated from within. Okay, that sounds good, but guess what? Sometimes it takes a long time to get to that place, right? So the past month, I've been getting a lot of questions regarding discipline. Okay, every day I wake up between the hours of 4 and 6 a.m. I would love to say I would get up to write, to train, or to recommit each morning. That doesn't happen every morning, okay? I would love to say I exercise 6 days a week. Not so much. I would love to say that I'm studying a new language. Not so much. I would love to say that I'm reading several books and I'm almost through with them just this week alone. But once again, not so much. I would love to say I handwrite letters to some of my closest friends at least once every 3 months, but I don't. I think about it, but I don't. I would love to say that I am finished with the last book that I started on and is now in my editor's hand, and he is reviewing the copy, the manuscript. Once again, not so much. In other words, what are you saying, Dr. Reed? I am saying that I am challenged with the D word, discipline. In other words, I don't do consistently each and every day things that need to be done in order for me to boast of the success that doing would bring about. I had to admit to my physical fitness coach today, I am not disciplined. And I need you as a coach to help me get disciplined in the area of my own personal fitness. Sure, I could probably eat right, but that doesn't mean I'm going to be moving like I should. And it takes eating properly and moving properly, drinking enough water and getting enough rest and all those things in order for me to say, on a consistent basis, yes, I'm disciplined in the area of my own physical well-being. I'm not. You know, I can say I'm decent spiritually. I mean, I meditate on the Word. I read the Word. I teach the Word every week, that kind of thing. But you know what? I can even come up another level with that as well. I really could. Okay, Dr. B, you want us to come on and confess all of these things. Then we won't be deep and wonderful in the lives of so many people that are following us. Well, you know what? The best gift you can give to anybody that's following you is a better you. And the biggest room in the world, I've heard, is the room for what? Improvement. Again, the Word of God says that we should do what? Study to show ourselves approved. Workmen and women that need not be ashamed. Now, that's what the Word says. Can't refute that, right? Listen, God wants to, and you hear me say that often, God wants to get the glory out of our lives. And that same book that he asked us to read, called the B-I-B-L-E, tells us that slothfulness is not good. An undisciplined person, I'm telling you, they got a first cousin called slothfulness. An undisciplined person has a first cousin that's always, you know, kicking it with them, and it's called slothfulness. Mm-hmm. And slothfulness and sleeping too much, the Bible says, will lead you to poverty, more than one area. Amen? Ooh. I didn't think you were going to be just confronted tonight, Dr. B. Absolutely. This is the launching of our series on my disciplined lifestyle. And what are the results that we want to have in the next 4 to 6 weeks? We want to walk away from this series saying, I've learned how to become more and increasingly more disciplined in my life, and I see the results. Not only in my own personal body, in my mind, my soul, and my spirit, but even in my career, my ministry, my business, and especially my bank account. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you want to have that testimony? I want that kind of outcome. And so since you want to join me, we will have that kind of outcome, right? Absolutely we will. Absolutely. You know, it's amazing how we can find time to do things that we really want to do. But how many of you know that everything that we want to do and that we do does not necessarily bring to us a balanced and wholesome lifestyle? I mean, I love chocolate candy with peanuts, and if I ate that every day, I could say that I'm disciplined to eat that chocolate candy with peanuts in it every day. But I can't say that I'm disciplined toward my health, because guess what? I'll probably add another 50 to 100 pounds to my frame if I remain disciplined to eat something that is not healthy for me consistently every day. Okay, so we're talking about positive discipline, this the kind of discipline that will bring you life and that more abundant, right? One writer says, life is not a waiting room. Life isn't some waiting room in which to kill time with repetitive self-amusement. self-discipline is like a muscle. It can be developed. If you were raised in a disciplined environment, you might find it easier to be self-disciplined, but we can all develop more. The same writer goes on to say, first thing you want to do when you want to improve your disciplined lifestyle is to don't wait to feel like it. How many of you have ever really kind of set that as a standard? I'm going to do whatever when I feel like it. You know? He says, in some ways, exercise and self-discipline is harder than ever before. We're all encouraged to feel something should entertain us before it is worthwhile. We become brainwashed with messages like, don't do it unless you feel like it. If it feels good, do it. Yeah, the money's good, but I'm not getting up at that time. You know the excuses we come up with. Choosing to do something or not based on whether it feels comfortable or pleasurable is not a disaster. If I waited to feel like it before exercising or working or making that tricky phone call or putting in an occasional all-nighter to meet a deadline, then I will be much less disciplined than I am now and believe that that will be really bad. And I believe that. The second thing the writer says to you, finish what you start as a point of honor. Winston Churchill could only offer the British people blood, sweat, and tears, but victory was the greatest goal for the whole nation. Really, think about it. Victory. How much you want to achieve a greater goal, be it weight loss, a finished novel, new business, or mastering a musical instrument, How serious are you really? You may think you are serious and even tell others how serious you are, but only your actions really convey how genuine you are. Better you keep silent and get on it with it than delude yourself and others. You often hear me say in the past, it's about intent, it's about intensity, and it's about integrity, the spirit of love. Do I love myself enough to get this done and get it done on time? Do I love myself enough to be consistent about pursuing those things that bring good health and wealth into my life? And integrity, do I remain true to the vision of pursuing that I have deemed something important in my life? Focus on the long term, the writer says. The big outcome and self-discipline will naturally follow. Every morning, get up and tell yourself, today is not over until I've done it. Whatever you need to do that day, literally, you can't finish your day until what you set out to do has been done. I'm not kidding. Repeat yourself enough to keep your own promises to yourself. Let me repeat that. Respect yourself, rather, enough to keep your own promises to yourself. And let me put it in my words. Love yourself enough to keep your own promises to yourself. Amen? Like tonight, I posted up all afternoon. I wanted to do this broadcast. At about 10 o'clock, I got sleepy as all get out. 10:15, I go, if I can just take a 15 or 20-minute nap, who's going to wake me up in time? Oh, no, if I go to sleep now, I will oversleep, but I'll miss my broadcast time. I can't do it. Guess what? Because I want to be disciplined. I'm talking about discipline. I've got to push past the sleepiness. Yes. It's been a long day. I've been up since before 6, but still, I had determined, I said it last week, I was going to start my new broadcast today, Monday. That's what I did. I kept the promise to myself, and hopefully I kept it for you as well. This writer says, the third thing you ought to do is dump the excuses. Hallelujah. Let's do that, right? Be honest with yourself. Do the following sound familiar. I don't want to overdo it. I'll start it when the weather gets better. It's too hot outside. Well, it's too late now to do it anyway. Remember, your day ain't over until what? It's done. I'm not getting support from others, so I won't bother them. I'm not going to do it at all. Now, if you're going to take that attitude, anybody, we'll let anybody become our excuse, right? Now, at least you think I'm holier than thou, perish the thought. I have used all of the above excuses, the writer says, and many besides to match my own. You use the L word, laziness, or fear, the F word. And sometimes, you have to admit it, laziness, slowfulness, fear, all of those things are excuses for not getting done and not being disciplined in our lives to get things done that we promised ourselves we were going to do. If you're going to make excuses, the writer said, don't fall for them yourself. Don't believe your own PR. Love that. In fact, start being honest. That's the integrity piece. Tell yourself, I'm not going to go for the run now because I'm too soft and lazy. say what it is. Or I decided not to give that speech now because what? I'm too cowardly. I'm intimidated. I tried this, and you know what? Honesty can be hard to take. Harder, in fact, than actually doing the thing you're trying to avoid. Stop mistaking excuses for credible reasons. The writer goes on and says, the fourth thing is, sorry, it's non-negotiable. When we ask, or when we start to ask, or when we start to question, rather, whether we are really going to get down to some work, whether it's too late to make a start, whether we should watch the James Bond movie on TV instead, or for me, Scandal, motivation. Make self-discipline non-negotiable. That's what I had to do this week, yours truly, Dr. V. I had to make it non-negotiable. In other words, I don't care what comes, hot, hell, high water, I am not going to let go of my quest to be a more self-disciplined woman of God. How about that? The writer just says, I'm guessing you don't all about whether to clean your teeth or pull the chain in the toilet. I'm hoping these things are unquestioned by you. Likewise, say yourself, I'm not going to listen to excuses or whip out. This is non-negotiable. In other words, I'm not going to listen to the familiar things that I used to say to myself, and this is Dr. V talking, to get around not doing what I'm supposed to be doing and putting it off. You know, I've already admitted to you over this last year, procrastination, that capital P in my life, has been nothing but the devil's cousin in my life. And you know what? Away with that. The writer here says, remember the words of Abraham Heschel, J. Heschel says, self-respect is a fruit of discipline. Sense of dignity grows with the ability to say no to oneself. Right? Think about it. Okay, the fifth one, this writer says, the pull of the external deadline. Alan made promises to himself, and he had enough self-respect to keep those promises. No one else put pressure on him to practice so much. But if he had a concert coming up, he worked even harder. External deadlines, working to deliver what others expect from you, can massively boost your drive to succeed. If there is no external deadline, then make some. I like that. I like that. Make some. Okay? Really. What you do, whatever it takes to get you in the, is the songwriter saying, get you in the mood to be just self-disciplined. Amen? All right. Okay, so maybe you do contract work or you're a publisher and you're expecting your work to be in by a certain time. So you already have an external deadline, but if you don't, then create an internal one that is by July the 1st. I'm going to be 12 pounds slimmer and make it external by telling as many people as possible. Put the pressure on. If you need to write 100,000 words in 2 months, tell other people that on a certain day you're going to give back to them to tell them you've done it. Print off a letter of intent. Sign it in front of a friend or several people and ask them to remind you of your deadline when it arrives and sign again that you have completed it. Those are examples of external deadlines at work. The sixth thing this writer says, ignore the naysayers. Oh, that's going to be hard for you to do, right? Oh, of course. This is what you do. Other people can exert an immensely negative effect if we let them. Don't let them. Don't let words or even negative facial expressions deter you. Seek the advice of experts by all means and learn from the best. But never accept negativity from people who haven't themselves achieve what it is you're set upon achieving. If people say what your plan is, that your plan is not possible, or sneer or at any of your efforts, don't be deterred by this. Rather, use it to fire your energy and strength. Proving others wrong is a greatly underrated pleasure. And the last one, the seventh one, says, don't get hijacked by trivia. We have a need, really, some of us, to complete things, be it a story we are reading or opera we are composing. If someone starts to tell you a joke or a piece of gossip, they set an expectation in your brain that you really want fulfilled. But if you have important things to do, things to learn, an important project, then trivial things can hijack this need for completion. Playing endless computer games or watching TV thrillers can leave you feeling satisfied because something has been completed. This is like meeting your physical hunger by eating junk, then no longer wanting to eat real nutrition. By cutting out or down your consumption of TV, of gaming, or even newspaper reading, you can leave your need for completion free to work on what you really need to be focusing on. You need to feel that things remain unfinished to keep focused, and you need to devote valuable time and energy where it is really needed. The writer ends by saying, self-discipline is the fuel that gets you places. The happy byproducts of discipline are success, self-respect, and improved physical and mental health. As Alan said, I have to be true to myself, else I feel like a fraud. This writer that I talked with you gave you 7 steps to tonight. His name is Mark Terrell. We want to thank Mark Terrell for being one of our mentors tonight as we talk about my discipline lifestyle. And over this series, over the next 4 to 6 weeks, and I say 4 to 6 weeks because we're going to try to bring on some guests to talk about different topics. Like I told you at the top of the show, Melvin Davis is going to come in and talk to us on July the 6th about my discipline life as a writer. Of course, we have our own prophetess, Tanya, from Bakersfield, California, and she's going to be talking about and helping us, really, to talk through this series on my discipline lifestyle. You know, she's a poet, she's a songstress, a preacher, a teacher, evangelist, all those things, prophetess, but there are so many areas in her life, as well as yours and myself, we have to be disciplined in. So if we're not up to par, if we're living on a lower frequency than we need to be, we're making a commitment to step it up with all intent, with all intensity, and all integrity, right? Absolutely right. Again, if you just tune in, you tune in to Dr. V with Love, our special format on Monday nights with Genesis Talks with Dr. V. Dr. V is going to be doing an overview on a course that's going to be taught through her state, Miss University. That course is called My Discipline Lifestyle. Actually, it's the introductory course to the whole university, where the University of Her Sageness deals with women and men doing personal development courses that lead them toward more refined skills in life, career, business, and ministry, and the wisdom. It's just so straight for the gusto. It's the wisdom that they need in order to be successful in all of those areas. And so, as the coach that I am, the love coach, as you would say, I want to encourage everyone to love yourself in that way. Love yourself into a habitual way of being positively disciplined so that God can get the glory out of your life all the more. And so we'll be bringing different writers, authors, perspectives. You'll probably hear over the next 46 weeks, you know, some repetition of things. But guess what? The more you hear, the more you can buy into it, the more you can be about it for yourself. And that's the whole purpose, right? Again, at the top of that show, I encourage you to know that this is what we're going to be doing here over the next 4 to 6 weeks. As Dr. V, as she generally does on our show, will encourage you toward right rewarding relationship with yourself, with God, and with others in life, career, business, and ministry. We want, it's a love-based perspective always. It's there. You've heard me over the last, oh my God, 5 years. On some of my other special formats, Dr. V Presents. You've heard me on In My Key with Dr. V. You've heard me on Life in Me. You got a brain fog right there. Second, Life in Me, Plan B. Yes, there. And so, in the future, I want to hear from you. So remember, we're on a Monday night at 11 for now. Probably by August, we're going to add some of the other segments that you're used to, but we're going to ride it out with Dennis and Paul for a while in this particular series, probably through the middle of August, so that we can get grounded. Because guess what? In the fall, we want to hit the ground running, right, with these new discipline lifestyle habits that we have, so that we can get our purpose, you know, back on track. And God, again, can get the glory out of our lives. So again, if you tune in tonight, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for making the commitment to tune in. And remember what I said earlier. It has been said that 90% of our failures in life come as a direct result of our undisciplined lifestyle. We want to get to disciplined lifestyle. We do. Jesus said this, and I like to quote the Word of God when I say this. And he would say often, "I come to do the will of him who sent me. My meat is to do his will. I only say what I hear the Father say. I only do what I hear the Father see the Father do." That was Jesus' discipline. Public ministry. And we know that he had to have done something pretty consistently up until that time, because he had gained all the wisdom. The Bible says that he grew and waxed with wisdom and favor with God and with man. That's what the scripture says about him. And when he did that years of study, when he came and confronted the scribes and the Pharisees, they could not contend with him. They really could. No matter how they questioned him, how they tried to trap him, he was just on it. I believe that came from a disciplined lifestyle. And since we ought to live and move and have our being in him, since we ought to really imitate Christ, since in him Christ must be formed in us. The Bible tells us to have the mind of Christ so that we will not faint. The Bible also tells us that we should be renewed in the spirit of our own minds. Amen. Is that we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds so that we can prove whether it's that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Family, you have been tuned in to Dr. Viva Love, a special segment tonight, Genesis Talk with Dr. V, concerning the subject of mind, discipline, lifestyle. Gonna say goodnight to you tonight. Please tune in with us on next Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Pacific Standard Time, 8, anytime in between an hour, give or take. Okay? God bless you. I love you. I love you dearly, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. V with love. Good night.